Blog Talk Radio.
Ba 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 boom. Ba 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 ba.
Well, Norton, I'm going to the dogs. Wait a minute. What do you mean, Ralph? What do you mean you're going to the dogs? Can I put a leash on you? Oh, shut up. I'm going to the big event of the year. Well, I thought that was the raccoon convention. No. That's old stuff. The big event of the year... It's the service dog marriage. Service dog marriage? Oh, wait a minute. I married a dog. Look what happened to me. Never mind that. Yeah, she looked like a dog. She barked like a dog. And she acted like a dog. And I had to take her out like a dog. Yeah, well, listen. This is going to be phenomenal, see? Everything's been donated. The food... The costumes, everything. You know, it's an amazing performance by the dogs. See, two dogs are gonna get married. Two Akitas. Wait a minute, Ralph. Two Akitas. I hope they speak Japanese. What is the matter with you? They don't have to speak Japanese. It's universal. Whatever language it is, it's going to be universal. To create awareness that people who are disabled can train the dogs on their own and that we should get help for that. Yeah, I agree with you, Ralph. You got to have the help, the money that's over there in those agencies, you know. I donated some money to them, and a friend of mine went over there and they wouldn't give him a dog. Why not? He said he looked too much like the dog. Well, you cut that out. What do you mean he looked too much like the dog? Yeah, they said he's going to scare the dog because he's uglier than the dog they were going to give him. You're a maniac. Anyway, I'm going places.
Well, Ralph, since you're going places, would you mind taking out the garbage?
You cut that. What? Will you? What are you talking about, garbage? This is an important event. You realize that the town clerk, who usually marries people, is going to marry the dog?
Whoop-dee-doo!
That's right. The first time that this town clerk has ever married a dog. Two dogs. Male and female.
Well, that's amazing, Ralph.
Better believe it is. And I have the honor of being the MC. Well, Ralph, I just hope you don't get too uppity up and do what Joe Rumsey did. What did Joe Rumsey do? He quit the raccoons and joined the elks. Will you? One thing you know about me, Norton, I'll always be the same old Ralph Krantz. Yeah, the same old, jolly old fat boy. Listen, Ralph, just one thing. When you go to this big affair, see, with all the food, make sure you don't sit too close to the food. Well, why not? Everybody will go hungry. Get out!
Hey, Ralph, I thought you were just driving the bus.
Yeah.
I'll have to drive the bus right into the event.
Yeah.
All right, in a sight, Holly. Round the world we go. All right, yeah, all four.
Okay, now I have a number for you.
A number. All right, let's hear it.
I hit the wrong thing before. 74,545.
Wow, 74,545 names on the petition. Let the politicians put that in their pipe and smoke it.
And the petition actually let me share it just before the show. Evidently, I wasn't signed in. I thought I was. It kept asking me to support, so I clicked on the sign-in, and it signed me right up. I didn't have to type a thing.
No.
That was good.
No.
But that
glad to hear you sign the petition.
Yeah, one thing that you have to be aware of, though, I don't know if you know this, Frank, and if Suzanne, if you saw it, after you sign the petition, they're asking you to donate.
Oh, really?
I think it's going to change.org, not to our account.
Well, I should go to InterSite.
Yeah, I know, but it's listing different dollar amounts and stuff. It's not like giving someone free will to donate what they want. So I don't know where that's going. I've never seen that before on a petition.
Well, maybe you ought to give them a call and redirect that those donations.
Yeah, but there's no way to call change.org.
Oh,
we've something going on in the background. There's some kind of playing in the background.
No.
Sounds like an echo.
No, it's besides
echo,
that.
Echo.
No, something else keeps breaking up within the phone calls behind us.
I don't know.
No,
be the,
I got nothing else.
The craziness.
There. I could bear you nothing else.
The craziness of the blog.
I do.
Well, what do you hear?
I'm telling you, it sounds like something is playing in the background from somewhere because it keeps breaking up during the phone call. During
well,
the
I hope
sound like them.
We can use them to play at the event if they're any good. if you're out there playing, we need music at the service dog wedding.
I don't care. Tell what it is. It's not music.
It's not music. Okay. Then what it is, drama.
We're desperate.
What?
We'll take anything.
It's I'm saying it's things breaking up within the phone, within the broadcast.
Hey, wait a minute.
I can't tell
what it is. I got a good idea, see. I'm going to go down to Skid Row and interview the bums, see. All the has-beens. You know, and I can sing. You know, I sing pretty good. You know, I used to be in the burlesque.
Burlesque.
Wait a minute! Don't tell me you did a strip scene. Oh, no, we didn't do that in those days. You know, everything was cool and cultural. We had dignity. Yeah, well, you can sing, huh? Can you play the piano? Well, yeah, sure. I used to play the piano and sing and everything. And yeah. Well, we need music for this service dog wedding, marriage. You think you can get a couple of the boys together? let's see. Horace is at the Salvation Army. Jimmy passed last week. He's no good. Let's see. Bert? Gee, I don't know where Bert is. Last time I saw him, he was sleeping on the subway, you know. And the other guy, I forget his name, but he's pretty bad. Well, you know, if I can get the three or four of them together, you never know. That's what I'm afraid of. You never know. But, you know, I'll tell you what. What was your name? Oh, my name is Ogden. Ogden. Oh, Ogden, yeah. Listen, Ogden. Can you give us a little song, a little rendition of, a little sample, you know what I mean? Oh, you mean I got to audition for this dog contest? It's not a contest. It's a marriage. Oh, yeah, but that dog's going to get married? Well, listen, name the first puppy after me, will you? No, stop that. No. Listen, give us a little sample. Oh, a little, all right. Sleepy cub girl.
Go to bed.
Sleepy time girl.
Sounds worse than
Billy. Mute his mic.
What do you think? Well, you know, are you familiar with Jack Benny? Well, of course I know. Everybody knows Jack Benny. Well, I only have one thing to say. Yeah. Are you good or bad? Well, that's it. Now get out of here. All right.
That's all he has to say.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you got some good musicians on Skid Row. Don't get me wrong. I mean,
you could just go to the Bayshore train station.
Yeah, well, that too. You know, Bayshore train station. Oh, they're all down there. I shudder to think. But you know who plays guitar and sings? But I don't think she's in good shape. Geraldine.
Oh, jeez.
She does?
Yeah, the only thing is she might go berserk in the middle of the whole thing.
You'd have to buy her everything. You'd have to get her there. You'd have to get her home. You'd have to pay for whatever food she ate.
Yeah.
She doesn't have any money.
The car.
Get her there. How do you get her home? She don't have a home.
Very careful.
That's a bad joke. All right. I can get her there, but I don't know if I can get her home.
That's true.
All right, we got. We're gonna make fun of commercials tonight. Oh yeah, that should be. The Graveyard Kid is gonna audition for a commercial. sunglasses. Yeah.
Even better.
Ooh, excuse me, sunglasses. I heard this commercial on the radio. It was really weird. Funny, you know. I thought it was funny. And this guy comes on. He goes, "Hello, beautiful." You know, and he's going on and on. Gee, boy, you look good. You know, you've been using that cream, haven't you? That beautiful that cream that they make out of cat, out of whale guts and all that, and all kinds of fish parts and everything, and that beautiful. Boy, are you beautiful? You know, and he made a mistake. He's supposed to say, "You look like you just stepped out of the salon." And instead he goes, "You look like you just stepped out of the saloon, you know? Boy, what a rip. I tell you, you come down to my office, and I'll give you $100 off on the first treatment. And if you can come back and you're still alive, don't worry, I'll give you more money off." This guy was so, you know, he was serious, you know, but it was so funny. I couldn't, you know, when he said salon, I immediately substituted the word saloon. Yeah. Anyway. Yeah, that's one of the latest commercials. Oh, they got all these stupid car commercials. This car can go faster than anything you've ever been in your life, you know. And one guy says, I can get away from my wife real fast, right, with this car? Oh, yeah, sure. You know, and they're telling all these people how fast these cars go, and you know, horsepower and all this driving, you know. And one guy says, "Well, you mind if I have a few drinks first?" And the guy says, "We'll celebrate later, not now." You know. You know, "We'll have to give you a breathalyzer." "A who?" "A breathalyzer." "Oh, what does she look like? Is she blonde?" "Oh, get out of here, would you?" Eliza. Breathalyzer. All right, let's see. Inner Sight Follies. What do we got? Let's see if I could. Wait a minute. Let me see if I could see the time. Oh, it's 8:14. Oh, we got the bootleg.
I think you're on the wrong time zone, Frank.
Yeah, we got 9:14 in a sight. We got bootleg coming up. And what's tonight's question? Does anybody know?
I don't know, but we have a special appearance by Burns and Schreiber tonight.
The bootleg question. What would you do if your wife left you?
Whoop-hoo!
You know. Anyway, yeah. That's the question for later. We're going to have Fred Sanford. I don't know what kind of skit that is, but we're gonna do it. Yeah. All right. Who we got? Burns and Schreiber?
Yes, we do. They're waiting in the wings.
Weren't they on the radio? An old radio?
I think way back. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what
I
thought.
I got a clear cut of the it's their taxi cab skit.
Yeah. You know, you should try to get some of the old radio stuff. Oh man, that stuff was really good. You know, the comedy for the McGee and Molly. Remember that show?
A lot of it doesn't play clear.
Really?
Yeah.
For the McGee and Molly, Life of Riley.
Yeah.
You know, Jackie Gleason did that for a while too. You know.
Yeah,
he did the Life of Riley.
The speakers I have, not a lot of it comes out with a lot of background noise and it sounds nasty. You can't understand it. So I always have to
Oh, you know what I'd love to hear? Amos and Andy. Oh, man, I love those. They Abbott and Costello were big on the radio, too.
Yep. Well, I gave you Abbott. What?
Huh?
Oh, okay. It was really, for a second, I didn't hear you guys too well. It was really faint. Sorry about that.
You were just talking right through us. I didn't know what you were saying.
I didn't hear you guys too well.
Amos and Andy show.
Well, like I say, a lot of the stuff, if it's not clear, I can't play it.
Well, that's all right. That's part of the beauty of it.
No,
what,
I'm saying it doesn't come through. The speakers I have, it comes through all garbly. You won't understand it.
The old radios. It used to have the static in it, you know. Those big console radios just stand on the floor? Oh, man.
Yeah,
my
that's
grandpa
not what
used to
I'm
have
worried
one of
about. It's all the noise created by my speakers.
No, all right.
Equipment.
All right, so let's hear a little bit of this Burns and Schreiber before
we
continue here. On Inner Sight Live, Burns and Schreiber. Around the world, here we go.
Cab. Taxi. Cab. That's a taxi cab. Wind me all the phone, Lord, wind me. It's a nice suit you got. Just came back from a funeral.
I like it.
Take me out to the airport. Yeah, I'm catching a silver bird. Heading back home, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Heading home.
Yeah.
Yeah, going up to Boston there. We call you Bean Town. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm heading up the old alma mater. Going back to the opening football game of the season. I love football. I love it. Fight on for old upstate you.
Hey.
Fight on till you're black and blue.
Hey.
Wave your banner high and true.
Hey.
For good old upstate you. Hey.
No singing in the cab. How many times do I have to tell you that? Time and time again. There's no singing in the cab.
All right. I'm sorry. Relax. The Oni there. Come on. Just that I get real excited about seeing the old football team.
Yeah.
See, I used to play at Upstate University. Played under the legendary coach Woo Woo Wilson.
Woo-woo, coach, did you?
That's right.
There must have been a lot of jokes about that, huh?
I don't recall any.
Well, I went to YU.
YU?
Yeah, Yeshiva University. I studied under the legendary Ra-Ra Rabinowitz.
You used to play football?
Well, we had a hard time getting the team together on Saturdays.
You went out there and threw that old pigskin around, down and out with your pigskin?
Are you kidding? In my neighborhood, we wouldn't even touch a pigskin.
Oh, that's
that's right. You're Jewish, right?
Well, I better be. My father was a cantor.
Oh. No kidding. My father was a merchant. Yeah. My mother was an O'Brien. Yeah, with a name like Candy, you got to be Jewish.
It wasn't his name. It's what he did. Sort of like a singing priest or a minister. Except he's more Jewish, you know? Anyhow, what difference does it make? Every time you get into my cab, you bring up my being Jewish, you know.
Oh, hey, El Pardoni. El Pardonioni. I could care less. Listen, a very good friend of mine married a Jewish girl.
Yeah? Did it work out?
Sure, why wouldn't it? He was Jewish. Yeah, they're very happy. Yeah, her name is Annie Miller, and she married my buddy Ed Manny.
Annie Miller married Ed Manny. Now her name is Annie Manny?
Oh, yeah, sure. I make them up all the time, except Ed never laughs at them. You guys have no sense of humor. I don't know. I'll tell you, Ed's quite a guy. Ed's quite a guy.
Yeah,
Ed's
sounds,
quite a guy.
Sounds like quite a guy.
Huh?
Yeah.
You know Ed? Oh, he's quite a guy.
Sounds like quite a guy, yeah.
We work together. We're salesmen.
Yeah, what do you sell?
I'm a pencil salesman. Wholesale. See it? Selling pencils is very competitive business. We got a saying in my business.
Huh?
If you want to sell pencils, you'd better get the lead out. Yeah.
Ooh.
You just got some of the lead out.
That's a good one.
It's a great saying.
Yeah, well, a lot of people get a kick out of that when I say it.
Yeah, I imagine. Yeah. You don't hear good sayings like that every day. Huh?
Oh, hey, I got more sayings than you could shake a stick at. I love good sayings. A good saying is worth 10,000 words.
Yeah, I hope.
Yeah, my wife says I got a saying for every occasion.
You don't say?
Oh, sure. Like this time last week, I remember this. You got a kick out of this. She spilled some milk at the dinner table all over a new dress.
Yeah.
And she starts to cry.
Yeah.
She starts to cry.
Starts to cry.
Spills the milk and starts to cry.
Yeah.
What do you think I said?
That's obvious. It's no use crying over spilled milk.
No, I said haste makes waste. You know something? That's a better one than what you just said. I think I'll save that for the next time.
Feel free. She spills a lot of milk, huh?
Yeah. But I tell you, I love to say it. The older the better. Hey, remember this one? A penny saved is a penny earned.
Great save.
Yeah, a stitch in time saves nine.
It's wonderful.
All that glitters is not gold.
It's a good one.
A rolling stone gathers no moss.
It's beautiful.
You know any good sayings?
Yeah, an empty can makes the most noise. If the shoe fits, man.
You don't keep going on. I don't want to take a whole show.
Yeah. Now I know who that guy is. I know his voice. He used to play on a lot of comedy shows, that guy.
Both of them.
Yeah.
Which one is Schreiber?
I always get the two confused, too. But the one with the deep voice, I think the one with the deep voice is Burns.
Oh, okay. All right, in a sight, around the world we go, and let's see. We got a lot of people to thank, right? Brought to you by Kennedy Realty. Now, you want to sell your house, it's better than burning it down, you know.
Unless you have insurance.
Yeah, you heard about the guy who burnt his house down because he wanted to collect the insurance?
Yeah, I had a landlord
You know, and he forgot. He left the lawnmower in the house.
Oh.
You know. And he couldn't cut the grass, so they didn't give him the money. I don't know. Well, isn't that stupid? All right. In a sight. Mr. Kennedy, Anthony Kennedy, Kennedy Realty. Great guy. You want to sell your house? You want to rent an apartment? You want to buy a house? Right here in Islip, New York. Check him out, Mr. Kennedy. Great friend to Inner Sight, I'll tell you that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, let's see, 631-888-1186. And Kimberly Wells, if you're listening to this show, please call me. You have seemed to have disappeared. Mr. Kennedy's looking for you, too. All right. A friend of ours who started to help the service dog marriage, and for some reason mysteriously dropped out of sight. Kind of worried about it. All right. Kennedy Realty. Don't forget about that one. Let's see. James Bahamonde, attorney. Monday. Yeah. Well, what'd you say, Jimmy? Oh, yeah, all right. Well, don't worry about it. We'll get you a couple of clients. You'll be all right. James Bahamundi, housing specialist, service dog discrimination. What else? Abomination, Jewish discrimination, anything, any kind of stuff you want to throw at him. You know, if he doesn't know about it, he'll find out. If he can't find out, I'll kick his ass. I mean, anyway. James Bahamundi, 516-783-9662. All right. And he better come to the service dog marriage.
Oh, yeah.
Or I'll never forgive him. All right, let's see. What else we got?
You said he's coming?
I don't know. I hope he's going to come. I got to remind him. Let's see. What else? Oh, Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, right here in Suffolk County, New York. Nursing Home Transitional Program. You know, you get your name on that, at least, I don't know. Get some protection anyway. You know, some. You know, maybe a few, you know. All right. Political goings on, jogging, you know, legislation, political events happening, you know, right here in Suffolk County, New York. Silo knows all about that. They always go to them. All right,
yeah.
And you can borrow equipment from them. Yeah, yeah. Did you hear? Oh, you hear about that one who was in the news? Oh, jeez. I better not tell this story. They just renewed their commercial. You know, I want to make sure we keep them as the sponsors. Therefore, I cannot tell the following story. All right. You hear about the woman who? Got a walker from, I'm not going to say where she got it from. And the thing
well,
was...
you basically just did.
Yeah, you
yeah.
did.
Yeah, and the thing had glue on the bottom, and it stuck to the ground, and she went flying up over the tree. Did you hear about that one? They called the fire department. You know, they get cats out of trees and everything.
Yeah.
And they had to help this woman out of the tree. And she said,
give me my
the
walker!
The walker is kind of demolished. We'll have to get you another one.
Oh, my God. And she's in the tree?
Boy, was she stuck on that walker. Get it? Oh, shut up.
She really wanted that walker, and she's in the tree?
She wanted that walker. She was stuck on that walker. Get it? Don't you get it? What's the matter with you people?
Yeah,
come on. Give
the glue
me,
was
give
stuck
me some
on the
applause,
walker.
Laughter, or something. Let me hear it rip.
Stuck on the walker.
I invented that joke. I might even tell that at the service dog marriage. Who knows? As long as Joe Delgado has enough to drink, I mean, you know.
Yeah, we're not serving anything like that there.
Exactly. So you might not have that you know, provision to help.
Oh, well, you never know. Anyway, Silo, I'll give him a call, 631-880-7929, right here in Suffolk County, New York. Brought to you by, what else we got? Oh, the town of Islip. Oh, yeah. Beautiful people. Islip, New York, right here. You know, you want a nice place to live, move to Islip. Oh, you can have my apartment, by the way.
Soon
hey,
will
you
be
know,
available
that'd be,
now.
That'd be funny if I rented my apartment to somebody else. And I moved
yeah,
out.
It would be
you know.
Funny. It would be funny.
You
it
know,
would be.
Imagine if I rented it to somebody and they gave her the going rate, whatever it is.
Yeah.
And I say, listen, now you got to give me my cut. You know,
that's right.
Which means I got to get more than the going rate.
Right.
Get my cut, my monthly cut. You want this beautiful place? I'll rent it.
That's right.
Boy, Ralph,
yeah.
The things you think up, it's a good thing you're on the side of the law.
Not if they're going to change it to what they want to change it to.
Yeah. Oh, and I'll rent it to somebody in a wheelchair. It'd be more interesting.
Then you'll,
yes,
then,
it would.
Then you'll need Jim.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
All right.
To get you out of jail.
Exactly.
What else we got?
And it won't be Mickey Mouse jail either.
Exactly.
Yeah, right.
Be real jail.
Oh, I told that story on I told the Mickey Mouse story the other day on the radio station, by the way. I called up to try to win a contest. It was about Disney. And I just happened to get through. I didn't win anything, but I got through. And I said, you know, it's very interesting that you guys talking about Disney. I got arrested by Mickey Mouse. When they all started laughing, I told the story.
did they air it?
B1031.
No, there's no such thing as that anymore.
I don't know if they aired it.
There's no more B103 anymore, Frank.
Well, there's a 1 on this one. I don't know.
Now, this is Max FM. The B103 is now Max FM.
Well, this station is 103.1. Wherever that
is,
I don't know.
It can't be. There is 103.1 is Max FM.
Max FM? All right. Where are they in Bayshore?
It's no longer B103. It's part of Connoisseur Media. They're out of Farmingdale.
Oh, Farmingdale. All right. Anyway, so much for that. Where was I? Oh, beautiful children of the world. Corey Foster, all the beautiful children around the world. Honor them. Keep them safe. Give them a fair chance. Remember Corey and Avante, as Inner Sight does. All right. Thank you for that. Let's see, what else we got? Who else is on the roster here?
You've got your co-host doing Able News.
That we have to thank.
I'm waiting.
And then I have a few things to say.
A couple of other people. Oh, Mojo, good Mojo. Good Mojo, good Mojo, good boy, good boy. All right. Good Mojo Printers. You know, they got their name up on our poster. I'm proud to have it.
Great.
Yeah.
Donated by the Good Mojo Printers, you know. Oh, the poster's beautiful. It's so big, even I could see it a little bit.
Well, good.
You know, and I asked for 10. She gave me 20.
Wow, that's great.
Very generous woman. Well, Crystal at the Good Mojo.
I want to stick one on the front of the table when we're at the event, even though it's even though it's an invitation kind of thing. It'll look nice up there.
Yeah.
Oh, I want to stick one on a Suffolk County bus.
Yeah. Right.
But save one so people know where to check in.
Call Ray. Tell him I got these big posters. Can you get them up on the bus?
Yeah.
What did you say, Suzanne?
I said leave one so people know where to register.
Register what?
Like to come in and sign their names and come in and maybe buy some tickets and things like that.
But what are you talking about registering? What do they have to register for?
You know what I mean? Also do the petition and stuff like that. The whole area, a.k.a. the registration table. That's what I'm saying.
Hey, register. I hope they vote for me. That's all I got to say.
Well,
all
voting
right.
for you is considered.
After this is over,
all of that
I'm running.
Oh, you're both talking at the same time.
Yeah. After this is over, I'm running.
Far away.
I'm running so far they won't be able to find me. Give me the money. All right.
Oh, boy. Don't
told,
give him too much
Olga,
money.
I told Olga, what's her name? Murray. I told
there
Olga
you
Murray,
go.
If she ever runs for Congress, I'll be her campaign manager. She said,
oh boy.
I love that. You know.
Oh, boy.
Now, listen, either you vote for her or you're out.
I thought she was going to have me as her campaign manager. I've already done that stuff. You could be my assistant.
Well, you know what? He'll be the charisma, and you'll be the money person, Joe.
Yeah, you make sure we get the money.
Exactly.
All right, let's see. What else we got? Mojo, thank you for the printing, for the flyers, posters, and the brochure. Don't forget about the brochure. All right. All right, Able News around the world. We go.
And nobody knows.
Here we go.
Here she is. Hello, everybody. Able is here, and I am going to tell you the Able News. Able is... Okay.
What?
Able is... Hold on. Getting right here. I'm
Able is all
bed.
Right. What is it?
Yeah. I'm
that
just falling off the bed.
Now.
Hold on.
What is it?
Able is now.
Oh, come on.
Able. Well, let me finish the Able News, for God's sake. Jesus, I was falling off the bed. God.
You're not supposed
let
to be
rip.
Falling off that
Able
bed.
News is the bed. I mean...
Yes. My goodness, you guys. Let me finish the Able News, for crying out loud.
You haven't started. God.
Well... You haven't let me. All right.
You better read
Able
News before she croaks, folks.
That's right. Able is for disabled.
Oh.
What?
You're
yeah, go
me.
Ahead. You're
yeah.
doing pretty good for a blind woman. Go ahead.
You're making me mess up, guys. I'm trying to make it a little funny.
Kennedy wants to put me on the ground floor. I said, put me way up, high.
High, high.
In the sky.
High,
right now,
everybody.
Right now, Suzanne, we'd settle for you doing it right.
Able, no, I don't want to do
go
it
ahead.
Right tonight. Okay. Able is for the disabled. It has served the disabled community for the past 25 years, you know. It has a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, you know, and a lot of beautiful things. It has served the disabled
you know.
Community, like I said, 25 years, and it also has a personals page. It has everything all for you. So, read Able News and get your Able News and get a subscription to Able News, a free subscription that is, online, and back to you, Frank.
Well, that was the most horrible commercial I ever heard, but it was beautiful.
Thank you, because I forgot the words.
All right, Inner Sight Follies.
We do have more people, Frank.
Yeah,
we
thought I better
it's
give
called
a, phone
a
number.
Blank mind from a stroke.
What?
If you want to call in,
stroke.
Hold it. If you want to call in, 213-816-1650. You want to call in? Try to say something funny, will you? All right. Now, what'd you say? We got more announcements. What do you got?
Yeah, we have a few more people we have to thank. We have to thank the brand new Wendy's on Main Street in Islip. They were kind enough to donate a bunch of coupons to us for people for free Frosties when they come out to our event, and they've been very generous. Also, J&J Snacks, they're the company that owns Dogster Sweets.
Yay!
They're sending us some VIP coupons for their products. Of course, we can't... What?
I want to get that.
Boy, the dogs are going to love this show.
We also can't forget the Sunset Restaurant in both in Islip on Main Street and on in Islip Beach. The owner, Sal, is being very generous and donating quite a sufficient amount of food and beverages to our event. And he agreed to sell the product for a donation to Inner Sight. Not only did he agree to do it, but he's having professional signs made up telling people how much it costs if they want to make the donation. So we've got them doing everything. Okay. We have
got
Evan
a lot
Jews.
Of pretty girls.
So beautiful.
We
and
have
that's so beautiful.
We have Evans to thank, their division of Chewy.com. They're bringing a table out to sell their product, and we're very grateful to them for because they sell natural dog food products and cat food products and everything. So it's going to be a pleasure to have them out there.
That's great.
And what's All the right. name of your quart- What's the name of your quartet, Frank?
Oh, the barbershop quartet, all female, by the way, and yours truly will be in the middle.
But what's the name of the quartet?
Oh, it's called the Scrabble Dancers.
What?
You know what? I forgot the
you
name.
You don't have a name yet. That's just
as
bad as my trying to get the ad right.
I got to get Kim to call in during the week. I forgot the name.
Well,
the weird name.
Anyway, the female barbershop quartet has graciously offered to perform for us through, sometime during the event, which is
yeah,
really...
Yeah, they want to do two songs. I told them, whatever you want.
Oh, great.
Yep.
Yeah. By the way, I got a very interesting letter today that I couldn't read, but on the very top it said, Frank Perino is a dirty bum.
Yeah, right.
You know? And then I found out it was from Olga Murray in the town of Islip, you know, and it was a very interesting letter, even though it said, Frank Perino, that dirty bum. The town board has approved the marriage.
Well, we have to hope so by now.
On the
right.
on the letter. I got the official letter. So I'm going to be walking around with that letter. I'm going to tape it to my dog or whatever.
I thought you were going to tape it to your forehead.
I think he is. He's going to tape
even
it to
better.
Everywhere.
I'm
going to
put on dark glasses
everywhere.
And tape it to my forehead. And let the news media film me that way.
Well, he's going to tape it to everywhere that's politically correct.
I got the beautiful letter, man.
He's going to tape it to Phil Boyle's mouth.
Yeah. I got a call today from his scheduler, you know, and looks like Senator Boyle is going to show up. I hope he does.
I hope he does.
I also invited Congressman Peter King.
Good luck.
Yeah.
You never know.
But anyway, it's going to be
if
quite
you
an event.
If there'll be some Vietnam veterans there, he'll show up.
Yeah. Well, my incident commander is a Vietnam veteran.
Yes.
You know, I should send him over
he'll
to get
be.
Pete King.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I'm coming.
All right.
Yeah, right.
We're going to have a great time. July 15th, East Islip Marina, Service Dog Marriage, Orso and Charabelle. Charabelle's the bride.
By the way, we have Louie holding.
Yeah. And we're going to have, we got the man in the street coming up, bootleg, with the question, what would you do if your wife left you? All right.
I have a feeling a lot of them are going to say, be very happy.
You know. Oh, 9:43. We better do the man in the street,
well,
and then we'll get to Louie.
Louie's been holding for about 10, 15 minutes already, Frank.
15 minutes. All right. That's a record. Ladies and gentlemen, our own bootleg with the phenomenal question. What would you do if your wife left you? Here, Mr. Bootleg.
Oh, thank you very much. Yes, a splendid old boy. You know, after tonight, I may have to quit.
Why are you going to quit?
Well, first of all, I don't get paid. You know, back pay is due me about 25 years. You know, I've never received a dime, you know.
Well, neither have I.
Oh, yes. But I can't continue to do this. I mean... what will I do if my wife leaves me?
You picked that dime up off the street yesterday. We saw you.
I don't know. What would you do? Well, I don't know. She's been dead for 40 years. So, now, would you just get on with the show, will you, bootleg? Oh, yes. Splendid. the man in the street. Oh, yes, sir. Oh, pardon me, sir. I bootleg here, the inner sight roving, you know. Well, rob the other way. I beg pardon. Start roving away from me, would you? Well, I have a question for you. Well, I don't know. Well, what's the question? Come on. I'm on my way to work. Oh, now what would you do if your wife left you? Boy, would I have a ball. I'd go out and do all kinds of things that I'm not allowed to do. And I won't have to get an allowance anymore either. I'd have a ball. Well, here you are. Here's a rubber ball. Get out of here. All right, that's one. And then let's see. Pardon me, sir. A moment, please. Bootleg, the inner sight.
Oh, yeah, I've seen you on television. You know, you look good on television. You should stay there. What are you doing over here? You know, I'd rather watch you on television.
Thank you so much. And what would you do if your wife left you?
Well, I don't know. I've never been married. Get out of here. Go back on television.
I didn't expect that answer, you know. Let's see. One more before we go back to the illustrious studio. Yes, where my illustrious producer is being thrown out of, by the way. Being thrown out of the studio. Oh, how lovely. Now, yes. Oh, pardon me. Bootleg. With the inevitable question, what would you do if your wife left you?
I couldn't take
it.
You cried.
What, you?
I couldn't take it.
Would you be quite upset, wouldn't you? No, I'd love it. All right. So much for bootleg, and someday we'll have to pay him. I don't know where we're going to get the money, but... Boy, we better have a lot of dog marriages. Hey, it's a good idea. Why don't we have a dog marriage every month? Service dog marriage.
Yeah.
Could raise money like that. Imagine we go around all the towns on Long Island.
People want marriage.
Go to the clerk
people
and say, hey, how'd you like to have a dog marriage in your park?
This is tobacco.
Funny. Imagine if we did that all over Long Island. A lot of towns on Long Island, you know.
Yeah. Not many people would want.
Yeah, but not too many people with the male and female service dogs that would want to get them married.
Well, we'd
have
to
find
them.
Like that.
Well, if you pay them, they would.
Yeah, but that
and
would defeat the purpose.
Not too many town clerks are like Olga Murray.
Yeah, but that would defeat the purpose if you had to pay them.
No, wouldn't it? They're disabled. What do you mean? We're supposed to help the disabled. You give them money
we
to,
are, but Olga Murray
to
is
feed
special.
Their dog.
I know. Olga
yeah.
Murray is very special. You know that.
Well, Olga could set it up for us. She belongs to an association of town clerks. All right, inner sight, 213-816-1650. If you're disabled, you want to marry a dog, send me an email.
Yeah.
Or maybe you're already married to a dog. I don't know.
He's crazy.
All right. Where's Louis? Is he still there?
He's right here.
Louis Rivera on inner sight.
Suzanne Taurasi Ferrero, Joanne Frank Perino.
Hello there.
Hey.
How are you?
Hey.
Okay. Is this Suzanne Taurasi Ferrero?
No,
yes,
that's me.
It is.
Must be one.
What's
of
up,
five.
Lou?
How you doing? Happy 4th of July.
4th of July.
Happy July to you.
Today's July
yeah.
7th.
Yeah, a little late on the happy 4th of July there.
What firecracker hit you?
Yeah, he hit my street almost.
I had a lot of them hit here. I thought it
all
was
right.
going to hit my house for sure.
Hey, Frank Perino, how is your 4th of July? What'd you do?
What did I do?
Oh, I went to the city. I went to Jamaica. And I had some Caribbean food for my twin brother. And he got me a couple of real silver bracelets, sterling.
Nice.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Handmade stuff.
Nice.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I saw the fireworks on television.
Oh, that's
great.
Oh,
yeah.
I like that.
I saw some of them out my window.
Yeah.
A little bit of
fireworks
light.
Fireworks all over the place.
Yeah.
And light up the water near the river, and then it blew up in the sea.
You
firecrackers.
Light up my life. Yeah. You give me hope.
Hey, Louie, you coming to the service dog marriage next Saturday?
Next Saturday?
Yeah, I'm going to be there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where is it at?
East Iceland Marina. Ask your dad, the Sarge, to bring you.
Yeah, tell Louis Jr. To bring you.
My husband's
going
to bring me.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
You said you were taking
scat. Refreshments?
Yeah, I am going to take scat, and then I probably will go home with my husband and decide.
But you can't do that, Suzanne, because if you make your round trip, you have to take scat. And if you don't,
you make
don't
a one way.
Yeah, but then if he doesn't
come
and meet her there, then she doesn't have a way to get home.
And we leave her there with the dogs.
Oh, no.
Without the
dogs.
You're covering the phone, Suzanne. We can't understand you.
I have to speak with my husband. I'll get back to you.
Well, maybe he listened to Bootleg. He wants to get rid of you.
I think that's what it is.
And Frank,
you
on the Odd Couple from way back in '73, it was J.P. Morgan and Wolfman Jack in the episode called The Songwriters.
Phil wrote
a song for J.P. Morgan.
Yeah.
I don't remember what song was that.
Happy and Peppy and Percy.
Oh
Love.
Yeah, was that her song?
No, and I'm talking about Oscar and Felix who's singing it for J.P. Morgan.
Yeah.
It goes like this. Happy and peppy and bursting with love, dancing and singing high up above.
Who wrote that song?
If you come down, I want to bounce back up. Happy and peppy and bursting
with love.
Dancing and singing high over above.
Yeah. Who wrote that? Who wrote that?
Oscar Mason and Felix Unger.
Really? Oh, they wrote it?
Really? It's on the sitcom The Odd Couple.
Yeah, I think they're both deceased.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
They both died.
Yeah, I know.
How old
the late Dan Coughlin and then Tony Randall.
Yeah, Tony Randall. Yeah, great opera lover.
Yeah. Hey, Suzanne, I remember that song, Happy and Peppy and Bursey with Love. I remember that one.
Yeah, I remember that too.
That was a good song.
Suzanne, you keep covering the phone. You're all garbled and muffled. We can't even understand.
No, it's my mouth.
No, you're covering, literally covering the phone.
Garbled and muffled and happy with love. All right, Insight. Yeah, go ahead, Lou.
I had a sangria on 4th of July.
Well, we kind of figured that.
Yep.
Good thing you didn't put a firecracker in it.
Only that. I was watching a Nathan's Hot Dog contest in Coney Island.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, how was it?
I saw it on television a little bit. I wouldn't go. I wouldn't call Coy Live. I'd go to Hot Dog Connors. I don't eat too much 90 hot dogs.
Hey, you should have been in that.
What?
Yeah, you would have been good.
I'm allergic to hot dogs, so I would have let you go into it.
Yeah,
no,
not me, Suzanne. I
get
a sore stomach. Oh, no.
No, I am allergic to
him. The guy that won is the same guy that's been winning. I think they said he ate 72 hot dogs in
20
minutes or something like that.
I get in there.
I heard he had a heart attack
last night. He did? Probably.
We're
that poor guy.
Really bad echo.
Yeah, really, Bill.
All right, Inner Sight, we'll be with you Monday, Mad or Glad. Television Monday
weekend.
Night.
You too.
Yeah.
Bye, Frank.
Thanks for calling, Lou.
Take care, Louie.
Love you guys.
Television.
Take care, Louie.
Monday night, 8 o'clock, Channel 20. And we apologize if you see a show with black and no, just audio and no video.
Well, it's a show made for the blind.
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
I've asked cable.
I'm working on it, though.
Yeah, but I've asked cable to put up a note about the service dog marriage over the black. I don't know if they'll do it, but there's a shot, you know.
Yeah.
All right, Inner Sight, Tuesday night, 8 o'clock, Channel 20. Check it out. Wednesday night, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 1997. On the... Not the blog. Wait a minute. That's the Manhattan Neighborhood. Channel 3 on the Spirit Channel. 11 o'clock. 1997. Manhattan Neighborhood Network. All right. Here at 9:56. Time goes fast. All right. We thank you for listening. I hope Barbara's going to come to the service dog wedding because then I can leave my dog home.
I don't think Charabelle would like that so much.
No.
Well, I'll give Charabelle a rest. They won't know the difference.
Yes, they will.
Well, she will. Charabelle
will. Oh, yeah.
No, Barbara
know
won't
the
know the difference.
Well, also would know the difference. See, Turner would.
Oh, yeah. Now, also might object.
Yeah.
Barbara,
everybody will.
Barbara might scare the poor boy.
But I will. I'd rather have Starabelle.
Our number went up by one.
Oh.
74,546.
Yep.
Great.
On the petition. All right. That one is very significant, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I hope it goes up by,
you're covering
like
the
phone
against him.
I hope it goes up like the first time, like when we, you know, the, you know, 500, 50,000 people that we had, the first jump that we had in the beginning.
Well, you never know.
12 hours, that was good.
If the news media publishes it, we'll get more.
Maybe. Oh,
yeah. All right. Inner Sight means freedom. That's the title of our brochure, by the way. Got a beautiful brochure.
Yes, it is.
Tells a lot about how we started out and all that. All right, Inner Sight around the world. And don't forget, a week from tomorrow, 4 to 7, East Islip Marina service dog marriage to create awareness that disabled people can train service dogs on their own. The agency should be helping them, helping us to do it. All right. And that's what the whole thing is about. And
60 seconds.
Thank the town of Islip for being involved to a great degree. Yeah. All right. Olga Murray, going to marry the dog. Town clerk right here in Islip, New York. Very interesting. And I think Olga is really getting into Inner Sight from the things she's been saying.
Oh, yeah.
Really getting into it. All right.
She likes us.
All right. Monday night, Mad or Glad. We'll see you then. Thank you very much. Be careful out there. There's a lot of 4th of July drivers that are still drunk.
Oh, yeah.
Inner Sight around the world. And Barbara, don't forget the dog wedding, the dog marriage is next Saturday. I want you to be there.
No, Frank, we're not allowed to have other dogs other than service dogs.
We need
That's
more
right.
dogs. Goodbye, world. Inner sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner sight.
Goodbye, everybody.
Good night, everybody.